So the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, but when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, not this year, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, v'mikdash hayu token avalol v'medina. That when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash, they blow shofar even on Shabbos, avalol v'medina, but not outside the Beis HaMikdash. What is the definition of Mikdash? So simple pshat, like Rashi writes, the Mikdash means the Beis HaMikdash, and anywhere outside the Beis HaMikdash, you wouldn't blow shofar on Shabbos. The Rambam has a more inclusive definition of Mikdash. It's not just the literal Beis HaMikdash, but it's the city of Jerusalem. That is the old city of Jerusalem, the walled city of Jerusalem.
So only outside?
Everyone inside the walled city of Jerusalem, so then would be considered Mikdash. Anytime outside the walled city would be Medina. So we'll just go to keep it simple, we'll go with Rashi's explanation that we'll just assume for now, the Mikdash means the Beis HaMikdash, and anywhere outside the Beis HaMikdash is Medina. So it's a given. The Mishnah says they blow shofar on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash, but not outside in the Medina. So the Gemara says, Minahani Mili, where do we know this from? What's the source? Why should we make a distinction between the Beis HaMikdash, between Mikdash and Medina, between Beis HaMikdash and non-Beis HaMikdash? Why should there be a distinction? So the Gemara says that the Torah, when it describes the mitzvah of shofar, it describes the mitzvah of shofar in two ways. In Parshas Pinchas, it says, it's called the Yom Truah Yelachem, I believe. And in Parshas Emor, it's known as Zichron Truah. So the two ways the Torah describes the mitzvah of shofar. So the Gemara wants to suggest, at least in the beginning, is that the difference is that Yom Truah is referring to when Rosh Hashanah falls out during the week, and therefore it's a Yom Truah. When we're talking about on the Medina now for a moment, so outside the Beis HaMikdash, so when Rosh Hashanah falls out during the week, we blow the shofar, but when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, outside the Mikdash, it's a Zichron Truah. So the Gemara wants to make a distinction between Yom Truah and Zichron Truah. There's a biblical distinction here, that the reason why in Medina we don't blow shofar on Shabbos is because it says Zichron Truah, and the reason we blow shofar during the week is Yom Truah. That's the Gemara's suggestion. So the Gemara says, wait a second, that can't be, that doesn't make any sense, because if that's true, if you're telling me there's a biblical distinction between Yom Truah and Zichron Truah, between the Shabbos and during the week in the Medina, then the question is, B'mikdash, Heichan Takinan. Then why should there be a difference between the Beis HaMikdash and the Medina? If you tell me it's a pasuk in the Chumash, Zichron Truah tells me no shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, so why should there be a mitzvah to blow shofar in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos? There'd be no source to blow shofar on Shabbos if that's the case. Therefore, the Bavli rejects this answer. We'll see, the Yushami is going to keep it. But the Bavli rejects this answer. You're right, that's not the distinction. Really, there is no difference between, biblically speaking, there's no difference between when Rosh Hashanah falls out during the week and Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. Either way, it's a day of Yom Truah. Really, biblically speaking, you should blow shofar anyways. On Rosh Hashanah, you blow shofar, period. We don't care what, it's academic what day it falls out on the Torah level. If that's the case, so how come we don't blow shofar then? If in our Torah we should be blowing, if the Torah says to blow shofar, how come we're not blowing shofar? That's what the Gemara tells us, the famous decree of Rabbah, Gzeira de Rabbah as it's known. He was the one who made a decree. The concern was when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, or for that matter, when the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, and for that matter, the Gemara also says when Megillah falls out on Shabbos, Purim, which is canon in our calendar in America, outside of Jerusalem. But the Gemara says, we're concerned that what's going to happen, we're concerned for Chilul Shabbos, for desecration of Shabbos. A person's going to come, carry the Shabbos, go to an expert, the Yelech Lomod, Eitzobaki, and carrying four Amos. Four Amos on Shabbos and Mechal Shabbos. So it's only a Midrabanan reason. Really, Minat Torah, according to the Bavli, we should blow shofar all the time on Rosh Hashanah, whether it be Ben Biyanta, Ben Bechol. Aye, so why don't we blow shofar in the Medina? That's a rabbinic decree. We're afraid you might come to carry the shofar on Shabbos. So therefore, we say no shofar today. Aye, so you ask me, so why don't we make the same decree in the Beis HaMikdash? So say, don't blow shofar in the Mikdash either. So really, why do we blow shofar in the Mikdash? Because it says Yom Teruah, we should. So how come there's no Gzeira de Rabba? Why didn't the rabbis make the same decree for blowing in the Mikdash as they did for blowing in the Medina? So the answer is because we have a general principle in the Beis HaMikdash. It's called Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. Shvus, Shin, Beis, Vav, Tav. We don't make rabbinic decrees in the Beis HaMikdash. Kohanim Zrizim Heim. We know Kohanim are very meticulous. They're very careful. We're not concerned they're going to mess up and carry something or do something wrong, whatever the case may be. So Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. So that's why, so it comes out according to the Bavli, Min HaTorah, there's no difference between the Mikdash and the Medina. Really, you should always blow shofar Ben Bechol, Ben B'Shabbos. Aye, so why is the halacha of a Mikdash Hayutokin of Aloma Medina? Because, and the reason is, in the Medina, we don't blow on Shabbos because Zera de Rabba, we're afraid you might come to carry the shofar, and it was a rabbinic decree. Aye, why not the Beis HaMikdash? Why no rabbinic decree? Ein Shvus B'Mikdash, Kohanim's reasoning. So that's the opinion of the Bavli, the Babylonian Talmud, of the distinction between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Aye, so what does the Yerushalmi do then with the Bavli's Kasha? In other words, according to the Yerushalmi, what's the difference? If the Bavli has B'Mikdash Heicha Tekinan, if this is true, that how do you explain, according to the Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi makes that distinction. Yerushalmi says Yom Teruah is referring to Rosh Hashanah during the week, and Zichron Teruah is referring to Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. And that's why, according to Yerushalmi, biblically speaking, there is no mitzvah of shofar on Shabbos. According to the Bavli, it's a Gzeira de Rabba. It's rabbinic. Really, we should blow. The rabbi said not to. According to Yerushalmi, the Torah never said. Torah says Zichron Teruah, you don't have a mitzvah to blow shofar on Shabbos, period, wherever you are. So if that's the case, so how can we blow shofar in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos? It's Zichron Teruah, there's no mitzvah. Why in the world am I blowing shofar? So the Yerushalmi answers a special Gzeiras HaKasov, a special limud they make. What's the special limud, special thing they learn out? Because it says in Parshas Pinchas, it says Yom Teruah Yelachem, the day of blowing of the shofar. And Parshas Pinchas deals in that Parsha, and the parasha itself, but near Yom Teruah, it deals with all the laws about the karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Yerushalmi makes, from the juxtaposition, the Yerushalmi makes a limud. It says Yom Teruah Yelachem, it's a day of blowing of the shofar, right next to the section of the karbanos. The Yerushalmi makes a drasha, but makam karbanos, it's always a Yom Teruah, i.e. in the place where they bring the karbanos, the Beis HaMikdash, it's always considered a Yom Teruah. So it's a special Gzeiras HaKasov, a special limud during Shalmi. So everyone agrees to the bottom line. No one argues, but Mikdash HaYutokin, in the Beis HaMikdash, they blew shofar on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash, and in the Medina, they did not. Everyone agrees to the facts of life. The Machlokas is, why is that true? Why is that true? So it's a fundamental Machlokas between the Bavli and Yerushalmi. Why in the Medina do we not blow shofar on Shabbos? According to the Bavli, we should. But the rabbi said, Gzeira de Rabba, we're afraid you're going to carry today. He said, no shofar today. But according to the Yerushalmi, there's no mitzvah. It says, Zichron Teruah Of course, the same way I'm not blowing shofar, I'm blowing shofar, but only midin minhag here. The same way I don't blow shofar on Sukkot, I don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, falls on Shabbos. There is no mitzvah. The mitzvah doesn't exist. That's why I don't. Or according to the Bava, you know, it does exist, is that the rabbi said not to do it. Why according to the Yishami, do I blow shofar on... According to the Bava, why do I blow shofar in the Mikdash HaShabbos? Because why don't? It says Yom Shua. That's why I have to blow shofar. According to the Bavli, why not? According to the Yishami, why not? It's a special limit only in the place of the Karbana. So as always, my nafkamina, we're a very practical religion. We want to know, so is there any bottom line difference? So big deal, you can give me all the lumdish you want, give me all your reasons, but mikdash how you token about Lo Medina. Is there any practical difference between the Yishami and Bavli based on the reason for the Bamikdash how you token of Aloma Medina? You have the kasha, Jeff?
Yeah, I've got another kasha.
Oh, see, that's the Jewish answer. You have another kasha. I like that.
So today, when they have service by the kotel, do they blow shofar on Shabbat?
This is a good kasha. The simple answer is no. But we'll get to, so according to Rashi, who says it's mikdash, so they shouldn't blow shofar anyway. But according to the Rambam, so the question is, why wouldn't they be blowing shofar today? Or that's the question is, according to the Rambam, should they be blowing shofar today, by the Kotel or anywhere in Yerushalayim or Atika? We'll get to it. That's going to be one of the practical differences. So before that, we'll start off with. The first nafkamina is, the first practical difference is that if you're looking out, if you have a magzer, or I guess you'll have one in another week, when you look in your magzer for Rosh Hashanah, for Yom Kippur as well, but if you say Rosh Hashanah, so it has in your magzer, it says when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, it says insert the term Zichron Trua. It says, read in the text in the Shemoneh Esrei in the davening, and during the week like this year, it's going to say Yom Trua. So it says in the Magzer, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you say Zichron Trua in your davening, and when Rosh Hashanah falls out Pachol, you say Yom Trua. So we see we don't reject the Yushami totally because since anyway on like. You know, it makes sense from the literal reading, and so we see we accept it a little, but we do make that distinction. We don't follow the Yishami's distinction by shofar, but we do follow it regarding our text. So let me ask you something. So this year Rosh Hashanah falls out on Monday and Tuesday. So therefore you should be saying Yom Trua instead of Zichron Trua. Let me ask you, let's say you made a mistake. You inserted Zichron Trua instead of Yom Trua. And you remember it after. So let's discuss the Musaf. Musaf is the longest Shemoneh Esrei of the year.
You're not going to go back and repeat
it. So it goes like this. On a Yontif for sure, but let's say during the week, let's say today, how many brachas do we have in Shemoneh Esrei? Shemoneh Esrei is a misnomer. How many brachas do we say today? It's 19. We had 18 and we added one. So during the week, we have 19 brachas. On Shabbos and Yontif, how many do we have? Seven. So whether there any Yontif, Shabbos, we have seven. There's only one, Musaf Rosh Hashanah is the only exception. Because normally on Yontif, we just dive in Tefillah, Shalosh, Regalim. Or Musaf, so we always have seven. On Rosh Hashanah,
nine?
We have nine, correct. Rosh Hashanah is the only day that we don't have seven, we have nine. What are the three? We have the usual beginning three and end three. What do we have? What are the three we have in the middle? Correct. We have Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. So therefore, we had 3 + 3 + 3 equal 9. So we have 9. Okay. So besides 9, but it is happens to be a long Shemoneh Esrei. We have Aleinu. Some do Tekiyas, silent Tekiyas in there. So it's the longest Shemoneh Esrei of the year. Let's call it. So the question is, do you have to repeat? If you ended up, you realize you after let's. How long should we give you for davening, Mr. Rosh Hashanah? How long will we give you? Let's make up some, how many minutes?
10.
Okay, let's call it 10 minutes. So let's say it takes you 10 minutes to daven, and then you know, a minute after you finish, you realize, wait a second, I mixed up. Instead of saying Yom Tshuva this year, I said Zichron Tshuva. Do I have to repeat?
Yes.
Shimon Esrei. Do you say yes?
Yes.
You have a 50% chance. I can't argue with that.
Yeah.
So I'd say it should depend on the Machlokes, the Yerushalmi, and the Babri. Right.
Of course we have a
Machlokes. Yes. Okay. So according to Yerushalmi, that's what Sam is always referring to. Sam is working with the Shitas of the Yerushalmi, because according to Yerushalmi, it's the wrong davening. Because according to the Yerushalmi, it's very clear cut. Yom Tshuva refers to during the week, and Zichron Tshuva is referring to when Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. So we have a principle called Mishana Mirapeya Shel Chacham. Whoever changes the text of the Shemona Esrei of our Tefillah, you're not Yotze. You don't fulfill your... When you change the text of the Chachamim, you're not Yotze. So you have, according to Yerushalmi, you're davening the wrong text. It should be Yom Tshuva, because it's not Shabbos. And therefore, if you insert the word Zikron Tshuva, according to Yerushalmi, it would seem that one would have to repeat. But what about according to the Bavli that says really Yom Tshuva and Zichron Tshuva apart equally to both Shabbos and Yontif? So it's preferable to say the right one. Yom Tshuva makes more sense during the week. Zichron Tshuva makes more sense on Shabbos. But if one made a mistake, one would not have to go back, and that's the way we follow. Don't worry, Sam. Of course, I always say, if you don't forget, if you don't mix it up, you don't have to worry. But if you did mix it up, you still don't have to worry. You don't have to go back.
If I mix it up, I probably wouldn't notice.
What's going on now?
I
can't hear.
If I mix it up, I wouldn't notice.
Are we assuming Russian needed to know about the Gazette?
Amen.
Are we assuming what?
Like
I was talking in my ear. I can't hear. What?
Amen.
Are you saying just didn't know about the Gazette or
whatever? No, they women didn't know about it. They disagree with
Amen.
It.
Amen.
Oh, they said it never happened.
He
never.
What happened this week?
I'm right here.